The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
What does the Bible say about how one Christian should treat another Christian? That's what I want to talk to you about now. I know, my friends, it's very interesting when you get the Word of God down and just listen to what it says. Some people say, well, I can't understand it. Well, you can't understand all of it. There's some things too deep for you, too high for you. No one person ever understood the whole Bible. But on all the simple, clear-cut fundamentals of the faith, as these fundamentals are set forth in the Word of God, there should be no difficulty about understanding. Now, how should I treat a Christian? I am a Christian. I've trusted Christ. Another man's done the same thing. How should I treat him? Well, I don't have to tell you. The Bible says for me to love him. That's clear in the Bible. You know, it says we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. That's one of the tests of how I know I'm saved. I love the brethren. There's something about a born-again man when I know he loves the Lord, he's right with God. There's a tie that binds our hearts together. And so I never had any trouble loving Christians. As a matter of fact, I never had trouble loving everybody. I don't admire everybody. I don't trust everybody. But I love even sinners. We are told to love our enemies. Well, God doesn't even have to tell us to love Christians. But he does tell us how to treat them. Take that wonderful statement where the writer with a pen of inspiration said, as we have our opportunity, let us do good unto all men. All men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Now, I have a special obligation to a Christian. I am obligated to all men. I should treat everybody right. I should be honest and upright in my dealings with men. I shouldn't mistreat anybody knowingly. And I should treat every man like I'd like to have a man treat me. Now, that's all simple and clear. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. But when I move into the Christian realm, there's an obligation I owe to a born-again Christian. Now, we read in the Bible some very definite things about how I'm to treat a Christian. If my brother trespasses against me, I'm to rebuke him. Doesn't mean I'm not to love him, I'm to rebuke him. And if he repents, I'm to forgive him. You know, that's a very significant thing. We're not told to forgive a man who doesn't repent. If a man does me wrong, I'm not to hate him, even if he's a sinner. If he does me wrong, I am to keep on loving him. But if he's a crook, I don't keep on trusting him. If he'll steal, I don't keep on saying he's honest when he isn't honest. So I don't have to say a fellow has no faults. I don't have to say that a man's not right. You don't have to do that kind of thing. But I'm to be good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. That's very significant. It's like God Almighty taking a pen of inspiration and putting the hand of a man and said, now underscore this last part of this sentence. Especially. You know, I know a great many people who are saved people who are limited intellectually, and some of them are limited other ways. But whenever you find a man that has Jesus Christ in his heart, really, genuinely, truly born again man that knows the Lord, and if you're a Christian, you love that fellow. You have a sort of a something you can't describe. I don't care whether he's a white man or a black man or who he is. People talk about some white people hating some colored people. No white Christian ever hated a colored Christian. You don't hate people. You don't hate anybody, really, if you're a Christian. You hate sin. You hate wrongdoing. You hate for God's word to be trampled on and falsely preached. You hate that kind of thing. You hate everything that's wrong. But you don't hate the man that's wrong. You hate what he does that's wrong, but not the thing that's wrong. But you have a special affection if you know the Lord with a Christian. Some of the sweetest fellowship I've ever had in my life, I've had with saved people. Somebody told me recently about a woman, a colored woman that worked out at Bob Jones University campus. And somebody said she died suddenly last night. Well, I said, which one was she? We have a number of colored people working out here, and I don't know. And then said, well, you were talking to her the other day. Oh, I said, I remember. Yes, I remember her. And I asked her if she was saved, and she said, yes, she was saved. She was a Christian. We had a little fellowship together. Well, you know, when down south back in slavery days, when John Jasper, that famous colored boy, was converted, You know, he's one of the great preachers of all time. Sam Jones said years ago that the greatest preacher on two legs of the living was John Jasper, that colored man. That famous sermon he preached on the Sun Do Move, one of the great sermons of all time. You know, when he was converted, I read some things about him. He was a slave, and the man that owned him heard him shout and walked up and said, what's the matter, John? Well, he said, I've just been saved. And he said, well, shake hands with me. I'm saved, too. And they had a camp meeting there together, the man that owned them and the fellow that was saved. Why, you can't help loving Christian people if you're a Christian. And you don't want to mistreat it. Whenever I find Christian people lied about, misrepresented, and slandered, I don't like it. Because I love them. They're my brothers, my sisters. And we're going to live with them forever. Now, Christian people ought to get along. Now, I'm not talking about organic union with churches. See, I may take up that in another message. I'm talking about the individual Christian in his relation to another Christian as an individual. What's the relationship? Well, we're one in Christ. You can't make us one, we're already one. We belong to the body of Christ. And the hand cannot say to their foot, I have no need of thee. The eye cannot say there, I have no need of thee. Every member of the body of Christ is important in the sight of God. You know, God takes care of his own children. He loves his children. He loves them with a love that will never end. God Almighty says, that's my son, that's my daughter. And like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pity them with fury. Like one whom his mother comforts, the Lord comforts. So God loves children. I think God loves his own children better than he does the devil's children. He loved the devil's children enough to let his son die on the cross to save them. And when we become children of God, we step into a new relationship in this world. Now, you have to be born again. You have to be saved. You have to be right with God. There's no other way out of it. You come to Jesus Christ, a poor lost sinner, and he takes you in his arms, and dries your tears, and blots out your sins, removes them as far as east is from the west, puts them behind his back, hides them in the bottom of the sea, and you step into the realm. He's the elder brother. You are a joint heir with him. You are somebody if you're a Christian. The world may not know it, you know. They speak of us Christians used to as the off-scouring of the world. Well, they're wrong. We've just been scoured off. We are somebody. Child of God. Have a mansion up in heaven. God's interested in me. Jesus Christ up there fixing room for me. Holy Ghost is down here indwelling my body. Well, I love Christian people. I don't hate them. I don't admire some of them, and I don't want to see them compromise. And if they don't treat me right, if my brother trespasses against me, what should I do? I shouldn't cover up. I should rebuke him for it. And then what? Then if he repents, I forgive him. But I love him before I forgive him. Yes, I love him before he repents. And you'd love everybody. You know that old song used to sing, I was a boy out in the country, 'tis the old time religion, it's good enough for me, and it makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it does. But you especially love God's children. All right, I'm to treat everybody right. I'm to be good to an infidel. I'm to be good to an agnostic. As if I have an opportunity to do something for a man, I'm to do it. As we have opportunity, let's do good unto all men. But especially, God never forgets the children. Especially on them who are the household of faith. Say, isn't it a wonderful thing to be a child of God and have God interested in us as a father? Now, God's interested in us as a creator. He's interested in us as sinners and has sent his son to die on the cross to save us. He's interested enough to say, come to me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. Isn't that wonderful? But he provided for us when we were sinners so we could be saved. So he could pick us up and we could be children of God, born into the family of God. He did that for us. So I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. I love you. You may not love me, but you ought to. I love you. I love every Christian on this earth. I love every Christian as a Christian. Whether he's white or black, brown or yellow, what he is, as a Christian, as an individual Christian, I love every Christian in the world. Some of the sweetest fellowship I've ever known in my life, I've had with folks that didn't have white skin, as a Christian. There's a relation, a Christian, that doesn't necessarily mean a social relation. It doesn't necessarily mean a relation that some people are talking about, that talk about the universal Father of God, the universal brotherhood of man, doesn't mean that at all. I remember one time a girl who worked in our home. She was saved. We led her to Christ. She found the Lord. A wonderful conversion. And this colored girl, why, she was one of the sweetest Christians you ever saw in your life. When she died, they buried her in the lot of the white family that reared her. She was reared by some white people over in Alabama. And this girl went around with us when my son was a baby and helped us when all the meeting take care of the baby. bought me the little baby. And she died, went to heaven. Just before she died, she said she's going home and said she's trusting Jesus. And quoted some of the same verses of Scripture that I taught her. And the lady that stood by, the white woman that read it, wrote us about it. Why, we loved her as a Christian. We just had a real affection for her as a Christian. You know, people don't get this scene clear. Now, I'm related to everybody. I'm in this world. I'm a member of the Adamic race. Every man member of the Adamic race is in this world with me. I'm supposed to treat him right. I'm supposed to treat everybody right. If an enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. I'm to be good to people. But I'm especially to be good to God's people. God wants to take care of his children. And it isn't hard, really. You know, saint of God, I think about these old saints that I've met around all the country these many years I preached. How kind and good they were. Some of them very humble people. I remember years ago when I was out in the Champaign, Wisconsin, and there's an old colored woman just moved up from the south. And so I started out at the tabernacle one day, and she told me, said, you know, Dr. Jones, said, I haven't been up here long. Said, that sounds like the old-time preaching I used to hear. And said, I'm sure glad to hear you. And so she and I sat down, and she told me where she was, and told me how long she'd been saved, and sat back on the bench, and I talked to her. I never forgotten the sweet fellowship I had with that woman. I don't know whether she's alive or not. But you know, heaven's going to be a wonderful place because there won't be anything but love there. There won't be any misunderstanding, anything like that. It's a wonderful thing. All right? What am I to do now? I'm to treat everybody right. I'm not to be mean to anybody. I'm not to take a spite out on anybody. Now, wait a minute. I'm to reprimand people. I'm to rebuke people. I'm not to go along with them in sin. I'm to have conviction about right and wrong. I'm not to approve of what's wrong. If a thing's wrong, I'm to be out and out on the other side. If a Christian does wrong, I'm supposed to take a stand on it. And if he mistreats me, I'm supposed to rebuke him if he trespasses against me. And the command to rebuke is just as much as the command to forgive if he repents. If my brother trespasses against him, rebuke him, he repents, forgive him. And we have therefore opportunity, wherever you've got an opportunity, to do good to a man, do it. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. That's the best way to handle him. You heat coals of fire upon his head. Now, isn't it a wonderful thing? The Bible's so clear if we just listen to it, we Christian people. But everybody says, I have my opinion. You don't understand this. Well, God understood it. This is clear what God told you. And we have therefore opportunity. Now, you'll have opportunity today to do good to somebody. Maybe you had one opportunity yesterday. Did you take advantage of it? Let's do good to all men. God tells us to do it. Especially unto them who are the household of faith. Our Heavenly Father, help us to listen to God's word, to divine injunction, to treat people right, to be good to everybody, to live like we ought to live, to be faithful in all things, all our relationships. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
If you can't remember telephone numbers, grab a pencil and jot this one down. It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. When you call, tell us why you want to attend Bob Jones University, and we'll send you your own personal opportunity profile. Did you get the number? It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. You'll need a different number in South Carolina. It's 242-5100.
Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.